Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me get mine.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Start thinking about your question. Think about how you want to ask it. Call up in 20 minutes and do so. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
What damn?
Yeah, man. So we're going to have to score more than six today. You were just telling me about the Atlanta United had to sue the club that they sent Thiago Almada to?
According to this post here, Atlanta United has sued Botafogo and FIFA for failure to pay the transfer fee of Thiago Almada for the $21 million.
Huh. Yeah, you'd think you'd want that.
You think you want that bread.
Yeah, let me go on. Especially if we're going to be bragging about record transfer fees and stuff like that. Like, you got to get some of that money. Yeah, I mean, I guess I never really knew how stuff like that worked in terms of, like, the timing of it and all of that. Like, I guess, obviously, you're not going to get the money before you send the guy.
Yeah, but
it's not like a ransom situation.
It's really funny. I won't go through this because they have the whole, like, complaint of, like, basically pay – how they're supposed to pay off this $21 million loan, it's pretty funny. $3 million here, $18 million net of any taxes as outstanding plus 5% interest.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah.
But you would assume with something like that, like there's a payment.
Like it's already in escrow.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Or something. Or maybe you have to give us X amount by this date, and then there's another date where you give us more, and then the final installment is this date or whatever. Like, I'm sure you're not just getting a check for $21 million.
I would like that.
That'd be great. Yeah, that would be great.
I would like that.
Now, what if they don't have it? You get the dude back?
I'm assuming so. Bring him back. Hey, Thiago, you want to go? Damn sure can use him.
Believe you have my property? I would like that back, please.
Yeah, I would like to think that, but yeah, that's pretty damn funny. But no, I was we were talking about Darnell Mooney. I just saw a quote says Darnell Mooney will be a big part of the Falcons' offense.
Duh.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a big part last year?
He was.
He almost had 1,000 yards. He has 1,000.
He had 992 yards.
That's gotta be. Ooh, that's good.
Because you know there was an incentive based on that four-digit number.
I'm pretty
number.
Sure he had
and
1,000.
And he missed week 18.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he had some money in incentives in his contract.
Yes. So the headline that Darnell Mooney is going to be a big part of the Falcons' offense is not news. But this part, maybe if you dig a little bit, if like this part of it is a little bit more from the Falcons' wide receiver coach says, we're going to lean on him a lot more than we did last year and see where that goes.
Okay.
So 65 catches for 992 yards and six touchdowns.
So they want him up somewhere 80. Maybe.
For a good portion of the year, especially I would say like the first half of the year, he was Kirk Cousins' like go-to dude.
Yes.
Like he was his security blanket.
Yes.
He felt most comfortable throwing him the ball.
Talk to him early on, like during camp and everything, how it seemed like it was too?
Yeah, no, he has I never really understood the connection, but like Kirk Cousins specifically asked for the Falcons to go out and get Darnell Mooney when he was coming here because he knew that he wanted to throw him the football. They had never played together before. I guess they'd played against each other being in that division, but still, like, I don't know, a lot of guys play against each other and don't do that.
Yeah.
So I never really fully understood that connection, but it worked, and then he got banged. Oh, Kirk got banged up, obviously, in the middle of the season, and Darnell Mooney got banged up at the end of the season. But if they're going to lean on him a lot more than they did last year and see where that goes, Yeah, that goes to about 80 catches, 1,200 yards, eight touchdowns.
Yeah.
So now we start spreading around a lot of yards and a lot of catches, right? Because, like, if he's going to get that many, I mean, we expect Drake London to be close to, if not more than what he did last year.
Correct.
Right? Bijan's going to get the ball a lot of times. Algier's going to carry it a little bit here and there. I mean, there is a tight end we're all hoping does something at some point if he's able to be on the field. And then, there, you know, you sprinkle in some other catches to other guys that are on the offense. It sounds like if it goes that way, a pretty good passing game.
Yeah, it should be. It should be.
We're talking 4,000 yards there, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
To split up amongst
them. Yeah, exactly. And it should be somewhere around that area when you look at the now, I'm not going to put it – and it has to be because you're still dealing with a young quarterback. I know the excitement is there, and it should be, but Michael Penix is a young player at the position. Yes, he has more physical tools than Kirk Cousins, but Kirk Cousins has been doing it a long time, you know. And I do believe, you know, I have to believe that if whatever happened to him didn't happen to him in New Orleans, he was going to do that. He was going to put up his regular 4,000, 30 touchdown type thing. Well, he didn't, but yeah, Moody's going to be that second guy.
Yeah, Kirk went – he threw for 35 last year.
Exactly.
Even with everything that happened
at the end of the year. He was going to throw for four.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah, and so we get that. I mean, then you got to always add the number of catches and targets that Bijan's going to have. So, yeah, it's going to be slim pickings for outside of those three guys. It's going to be Drake, Moody, and Bijan. And you can throw Kyle in there.
Yeah, Kyle's going to get some targets and catches.
And everything like that. That's why if I'm him, I'm asking the hell out of him. Contract year. Fourth option, but he has the ability to be the first option. He just don't, whatever, we ain't go there.
Yeah,
but
that's a tough one at this point to be
who cares?
Trying to leverage anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah, I can see that being a bigger part of it.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not unusual for good offenses.
No.
You know, like it's not unusual to have a couple of go-to guys in the passing game and a really dynamic running back, and you lean on those guys heavily. Like, for two great wide receivers and a running back to be, like, 70% of your offensive yardage is not unusual.
Right.
And then you find, you know, you find the rest of it with all the other guys that are on the roster. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't have a problem with that. Darnell Mooney's got to stay healthy.
Yes.
Obviously, because not the biggest guy in the world. Right, but I'm just talking about a guy that got hurt last year at the end of the year. Yeah. Like, you know, would have had 1,000 yards last year, even with everything that happened, had he played that final game. You got to think he's going to get
2,000 yard receivers.
Yeah, they would have. And that's why we talked about last week, like, what's more likely to happen? 2,000 yard receivers or 2,000 yard rushers. Obviously, it's 2,000 yard receivers between those two guys. So, yeah, I have no doubt. So, say if Darnell Mooney was the breakout player on offense last year, would you say that he was? I think Drake kind of broke out.
Drake was.
Bijan had his best year. But anyway, if Darnell Mooney was the breakout player on offense last year, who will it be this year?
Oh, my God. I don't know, Punk. Breakout player. Who is a player on this team that we have not seen play on this team?
I know. That's the thing. Like, if Drake London just sort of continues his pace.
He's played. He's about Newsle. Okay.
Then that's – oh. But, okay. All right. I was thinking more from, like, a position that accumulates stats.
That's how I was worried, Abe. But okay.
Yeah, I mean, if Newsle starts 17 games and looks good, then, yeah, then sure. It's just so hard to say that an interior offensive lineman is going to be a breakout player, but maybe Bergeron. Maybe Bergeron, because Bergeron's been very good in his time here so far. Maybe it'll get to the point where it's like, yeah, he's also one of the best guards in football.
Yeah, because I mean, with Lindstrom. Technically, you go whatever metric or usually a dork, geeky-ass stat that says Lindstrom is the best guard in ball. I don't believe that, but the
metric he's good, though. He's obviously one of the best.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
You have a solid, and I mean solid as a rock veteran at the left side. You got a good, and then I think Caleb is average tackle, but he's good enough to win with, you know. And so, yeah, that should be a strength. But if you want to talk about just the skill position players of it, who's new?
Well, I'll tell you who it's going to be. It's only really one answer that it can be is Michael Penix. Yeah, I mean, he played three games last year and looked pretty good. But if he has the year that we're talking about, like if Michael Penix throws for 4,000 yards next year, that's the breakout player on offense.
Yeah.
And the Falcons are probably pretty good. It almost feels though with some people like that's almost like kind of the baseline expectation now, which is fine. Like I understand there's a lot of hype for it. Almost feels like we've gone from so much focus and frustration surrounding the quarterback over the last handful of years to now Penix flashed in three games and obviously they drafted him in the first round stuff. Like it's almost gone from the hype leading just straight to like, and yeah, Penix will do this. And then this, it's like, all right, I hope he does. And I think he's really, really good. But like, he is going to be a rookie in the NFL.
He is young,
like,
man.
There are going to be games where he looks like a rookie in the NFL.
Stop showing. Yes, the dude can throw it. He can spin it. He can put it in places. But damn it, if you're just going to keep showing me the same damn highlights and thinking that that's going to carry over, the dude is young. He's going to – we're going to come in here on Monday. I know at least I am going to come in here on Monday.
I'm not.
And be objective of what he does.
Yeah, I'm going to come in here on Monday and tell you how it was everybody else's fault. I got to start listing my guys. Well, if Zach Robinson knew how to call plays, maybe Michael Penix would be able to play quarterback. Who else could we blame? Yeah. We blame the fans. Sometimes people like to do that. I mean, if the fans would be in their seats when the game started, maybe Penix would be able –
oh, my God.
I got to start getting my excuses.
You got to start getting
now, I don't think there's going to – honestly, I really don't think there's going to need to be a ton of excuses. And obviously, we won't make them either.
He's going to lose the Falcons a game.
Probably, yeah. He'll probably throw a bad pick in the fourth quarter. But I also think that
– they all do it.
But I also think that he's going to win them enough games,
too. He's going to win enough games and all those things.
To validate it.
He's going
to
make mistakes. He's going to make mistakes. You're like, what the hell? Because he's a rook.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
But they're going to look good, though. You know what I mean? There's different types of mistakes. Some people may.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make mistakes and it's like, oh, what's wrong with you? And other people make mistakes and you're like, I see what you were thinking. I see where your head was at.
It's going to be a lot of those. Right? I see what you were thinking.
I get it. That wasn't as bad as it seemed. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines. We have six of them. Let's get six people on hold.
All radios have six
lines. And then we'll, huh?
Do all radio stations have six lines?
I can't hear you. Do all radio stations have six phone lines?
Yeah, do all of them have six phone lines?
I don't know.
No.
Oh, no, we have more than most. Carrying a big stick over here. Load them up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.